We like to talk about food, especially on Fridays around here. And it's most fun talking to the people in charge of that food, the people in Chicago who are creating what their hearts desire and also being recognized. I want to say hi to Chef Ty Dang. How are you today?
Hi, how are you? Fine, thank you.
So is it Hai Su? Is that the name of your restaurant?
Yes, it is.
My gosh, you're up for a James Beard Award. What does this mean? Or is this like something you've been through before?
No, this is just beyond me. This is bigger than me. This is, you know, James Beard is celebrating 35 year. And I am such, seriously, I am beyond excited and honored to be nominated and to be amongst chefs that I have followed and respect and admired throughout my career, and just to be a finalist was amazing.
Yeah.
And now I'm a finalist for Chicago. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. I always love that. We have great food in this city, and that's probably why the James Beard Awards have been held here for 35 years, and probably, let's be honest, it's cheaper than New York or L.A. when it comes to that kind of thing. but we just have such ownership over what happens in this city with food, and what I love about your restaurant, not that I've been there, but I love that I can go on and look at the website of a James Beard nominee and still go there and have a tasting menu for $68. Is that what it is?
Something. Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. You know, it's hard to go anywhere in Chicago and dine for $68. And I love that it's served family style. How is it that you chose Pilsen for your Thai restaurant?
It's a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh, Vietnamese, that's right.
Yes.
You know, it is your name, Ty, threw me off. That's,
yeah,
I had that in my brain.
But we chose Hai Su and Pilsen. It's because we fell in love with that neighborhood. We fell in love with that corner, and it just grew on us. And the developer and the landlord was willing to work with us, and we just made it happen.
Where have you worked in the past? How many restaurants, or is this your first restaurant?
Well, I had a previous restaurant called Embea with my ex-partner who embezzled all my money and left the country on me.
Oh.
And that's why Hai Su is called Hai Su. It means two pennies. It's the only two pennies I had left. And one is my wife and the other is mine. And we literally put everything into building Hai Su out. And probably 30 to 40% of that restaurant was built by Danielle and I because we were just so limited on funds. And we scrapped everything together, and I borrowed whoever was willing to lend me anything and help me, because I was going through a big litigation. My partner embezzled all my money, left the country on me, so I was literally left with all the debt of Embea. And Hai Su was it was the only option, and we opened up, and we're celebrating our eighth year coming up, and I'm really honored and excited that we're recognized by the James Beard Foundation for it.
Oh my gosh, I can feel the excitement, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the different areas of Vietnam and the food that you feature.
Well, I featured everything that encompasses Vietnam. You know, my parents are from the north. They migrate down to the south when the war was breaking out. And I was born, my family, my siblings and I, we were born and raised in south of Vietnam, 2 hours northeast of Saigon. And then my travels throughout Vietnam, I take guests onto trips with Modern Adventure. And we hit, you know, all parts of Vietnam, from the north to central to south. So Hai Su is my sort of love letter to Chicago for what I am known for my upbringing, my parents' journey from the north to the south. And so my menu changes. So that's why I feature my tasting menu, because that's a part of me where I get to explore different area. And when I travel, I get inspired and I create new dishes. And then you have a la carte menu, which has all my staples. that, you know, some of them, it's been on the menu since day one, and some dishes are still on from Embea, dishes that guests love, like our whole fried fish, where we fry whole fluke. It's a flat fish, and people love that. My wings. And so, yeah, Haisu menu touches every part of Vietnam, and it continues because there are parts that I have not been to, and I'm you know, looking forward to keep, you know, changing the menu every season.
Oh, that's wonderful. Recently, I have discovered that it's not America who does the best fried chicken. It's definitely Asia, whether it's Thai, Korean, or Vietnamese. What is the key to wings and making them so good?
Oh, the key to wings is double frying.
Oh.
You know, I think, and if you have time, brining it allows you to add in more moisture, and then when you twice fry it, it just keeps its crispy texture. So the first fry is just to sort of get it seared, and the breading that you use to sort of like bind it and, mm-hmm. and hold on to it. And then the second fry is at a higher temperature to crisp it up. So you want to evaporate as much moisture from the coating on the outside as possible, but still maintain a juicy center. And so brining and twice frying, that's the key.
I love that it's called Haisu, and that means two pennies, your penny and uh-huh. her penny. And I would imagine that the two of you probably work nonstop, right? I mean, you built it out, you operate it, you do the cooking. It's got to be a 24/7 job.
Oh, yeah. We have a team of, you know, almost 40 staff members. We have our cafes that are at the universities, and we have the cafe next door to Haisu. So it's a, you know, I don't think of it as work because I'm loving every moment of it. I take nothing for granted, and I think about where we started and where we're now, and we are still young. We're celebrating 8 years. There are restaurants that celebrate, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And so we have so many years left. And so that's why everyone always asks me, you must be so busy and you're working all the time. Honestly, I just love it so much that I don't even think about it. I just incorporate it in my day-to-day life, and I count my blessings, and I really am grateful for it all.
You are an inspiration, and I hope Monday when they make that announcement that you walk away with that James Beard Award.
Oh, man, honestly, I don't want to get, like, excited or like, overwhelmed, but it will be such an amazing thing for Chicago, for everyone that believed in us and believed in me. I know I'm up for Best Chef Great Lakes. It's a chef category, but I honestly cannot be who I am without all these people that support me and all the Chicagoans and everyone from media to influencers to our guests that have supported me all these years. It's for them.
It's really nice to meet you, Chef. Good luck on Monday. And regardless of whether you win or not, you're nominated. And hopefully people will try out your restaurant if they haven't already been there and become a regular.
Yes. Thank you so much.